Good afternoon and welcome to Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Joe Martin, and I'm here with the dynamic duo from the Manufacturer and Business Association, Patty Welther, Manager of Member Engagement, and Energy Advisor, Judy Rossetti. Welcome, Patty and Judy. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, whenever both of you make an appearance on Business Today with the MBA, we've learned that there's always exciting news to share. And this time, it's all about Manufacturing Day 2024. Manufacturing Day, believe it or not, is just 6 months away. And I know you need a lot of extra time to plan and put it all together, but it goes by so quickly, as you know. Patty, just so our listeners can save the date, what is the official date, time, and location of Manufacturing Day 2024?
Joe, we'll be celebrating Manufacturing Day on Wednesday, October 9th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Bayfront Convention Center.
And Judy, for those who may be new to the area, Manufacturing Day is an amazing signature event of the MBA and one of the biggest manufacturing celebrations of its kind in the entire country. Can you tell our listeners what it is, how it came about, and how the MBA really took it to the next level?
Absolutely. So Manufacturing Day is a national event that happens annually in October, usually the first Friday of October. It was designed to create awareness about the economic importance of the industry and the interesting and well-paying jobs it provides. It's an occasion where manufacturers showcase the potential of modern manufacturing and foster interest in manufacturing careers. It's wonderful for the kids as it opens their eyes to all the possibilities. It's a great rallying point to change people's perceptions about manufacturing and promote careers that depend on creativity, problem solving, teamwork, and technology. It actually started in 2012 with Chris Christie in New Jersey, followed by a presidential proclamation in 2014 by Barack Obama. The MBA started celebrating Manufacturing Day in 2013. We started with a much smaller version of what it is today at our conference center on 38th Street, but quickly outgrew that location and needed to move to the convention center the following year. This is the MBA's 11th annual Manufacturing Day, and as you mentioned, one of the largest celebrations of Manufacturing Day in the entire country. Additionally, many of our manufacturers invite students to their facilities before or after the actual day. This provides an insider's view of what the company does and its capabilities.
Judy, thanks so much. And once again, our radio station, WPSE, we've partnered with the Manufacturer and Business Association on that day. And we're so happy to be a part of your great event because, as you did a great job explaining, it is a fantastic event for all involved. Patty, why is Manufacturing Day such an important event to have here in Northwestern Pennsylvania?
Well, not only are manufacturing jobs a big part of our local economy, they also offer competitive salaries, innovative opportunities, and plenty of room for career advancement. According to the U.S. Census, over a quarter of the manufacturing workforce is age 55 or older, which leads to the need to recruit and retain the next generation. Moreover, the Northwest PA region specifically has a very high percentage of manufacturing jobs, ranging from 16% in Erie County all the way up to 25% in Crawford County.
Judy, when you talk about Manufacturing Day, it is a great educational resource and recruitment vehicle, as we know. Can you tell us about the employer's involvement? How many students usually attend, and where are they coming from? What has been the feedback from employers, students, and teachers?
Great questions, Joe. I'll start with, it's something I remember hearing, that youth need three levels of exposure to possible career paths, starting in elementary and middle school for successful post-secondary education and/or employment. Manufacturing Day is a great source for one such exploration. The MBA hosts over 2,000 students, counselors, and educators from over 30 schools from over six or more counties in Northwest PA and Ohio. We have over 60 manufacturers and exhibitors from all over the region. And typically, I mean, we receive really positive feedback. A couple examples from an exhibitor: way to go. I thought everything was phenomenal. A great example of a can-do approach to pulling off an important program for tomorrow's workforce and today's employers. And then from a couple students, it was great to learn about the various education and training routes available to pursue a career in manufacturing. And another one: I was already excited to pursue a manufacturing career, and all this stuff only made it more interesting. There's so many more, but I had to kind of cap it at that.
That is so great to hear those responses from people who actually attended the event. We're speaking with Patty Welther, Manager of Member Engagement and Energy Advisor for the Manufacturer and Business Association, Judy Rossetti. Patty, can you tell us about the exhibitors and what makes them so unique, as well as your educational breakouts, games, etc.? What will be the favorite things to see and do at Manufacturing Day 2024?
Sure, Joe. We had over 60 exhibitors at last year's event, and we hope to see all of them back, plus more, this year. They do such a great job of promoting their industry and engaging the students in various ways, including games and demonstrations of how all of their processes work. My favorite exhibits are the ones that our school-led groups do, especially the robotics teams that show the kids in attendance things that their own peers are doing right now. Some of the more popular exhibits that our manufacturers do include 3D printing, robotics, and drones. There's also a virtual welding exhibit where you can actually experience what it's like to weld. Really, every year, our exhibitors and sponsors find new and creative ways to inspire those in attendance to pursue manufacturing careers. And speaking of our breakout sessions, we're actually working on this year's breakout lineup of presenters. Some of the highlighted topics from last year include manufacturing and design and robotics engineering, 3D printing integration, as well as out-of-the-box engineering. We're really excited to see what this year's lineup of breakout sessions will be.
Judy, what are your favorite parts of Manufacturing Day 2024?
Well, I'll tell you, aside from the exhibitors and the amazing exhibits and demonstrations, my favorite part is the reaction of students and teachers who are experiencing this day for the first time. It's so informative and eye-opening. It can be overwhelming as well, but it's a great atmosphere.
Patty, this is the 11th year of this amazing event. How can employers and educators get involved?
Sure, Joe. Employers can get involved by either sponsoring or exhibiting at the event. Now, if an employer has never attended before, exhibiting is a great way to experience the event and get a chance to introduce their companies and showcase their products. We also have a member event, our annual event cocktail reception, which the exhibitors get a chance to participate in. Now, we also offer many sponsor opportunities, which include PR, leading up to, following, and at the event itself. Many of the sponsorships include extra PR for their specific packages. For example, like as a t-shirt sponsor, your logo is included on the t-shirts distributed to the students who complete the passport game. And speaking of the passport game, most of our sponsorships are part of that game, which incentivizes the students to get their passport stamped for the t-shirt and a chance to win the grand prize. Now, educators can get involved by signing up their students to attend the event. Educators can also have their student groups exhibit at Manufacturing Day. As I said earlier, we've had Lego teams, robotic teams, and McDowell Manufacturing participate at past events.
Now, Judy, speaking of involvement and exposure, I know the May MBA Business Magazine is dedicated to Made in PA, which is a great preview for Manufacturing Day. Can you tell us about this exciting issue, as well as the annual report, which is another way for employers to showcase their manufacturing ties?
Yes, of course, Joe. The Made in PA issue, we're actually celebrating the 15th anniversary. It's a great place for area manufacturers to showcase their capabilities. And it's been a popular issue. I believe it's our second largest. And then the annual event report is our largest issue of the year. It covers both Manufacturing Day and our annual event, and is another great opportunity for our members to promote their businesses and capabilities.
Patty, what is the best way to learn more and register for Manufacturing Day 2024?
Well, you can go to our website at mbausa.org, or you can contact Judy or I directly at our phone number 814-833-3200. We're glad to help.
Well, today was a great day. Anytime we have a chance to talk about the Manufacturer and Business Association's amazing signature event, Manufacturing Day 2024, it's always a great time. Well, that's a lot of great information. Thank you, Patty and Judy, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. This is Joe Martin signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.